What's your level of disappointment falling to the sixth round?
I said it at the combine. You know, the whole goal is just to get drafted. The round doesn't really matter. I got to probably one of the best fits in the league with Jacksonville, a great team, great coaching staff, great city. So I'm not disappointed by any means.
What did you remember about your visit with Jacksonville and about the defensive line coach especially?
I don't think Coach Walsh was there when I visited, but I loved the visit. I loved the facilities, every other coach that I met. It felt right. My agents had said that Jacksonville is a great fit from the beginning, so I really wanted to come here the whole time. So I'm just thankful that they, you know, pulled the trigger and picked me.
Were you recruited by Ivy League schools?
No, not really. I had some for academic stuff, but not for football.
What do you mean? They recruit you academically, but not for football?
Yeah.
I don't get that. You played Ohio State, and they didn't want you for football?
I had good test scores, so I got letters from a couple Ivy League schools, but for football, I don't think I ever got an offer.
What was your conversation like with Gus Bradley when you were drafted?
It was positive. You know, he said that he liked what he saw, that the D-line coach really liked me, and then he kind of told me about the mentalities they had on that team, and I loved what he had to say of just working hard, and no matter what happens at the end of the day, he's going to coach the same at the beginning of the year as he is at the end of the year, and I really liked everything he had to say and his mentality that he brought to the team.
You guys had a lot of success against Alabama in that semifinal game. Your teammates now with Yeldon, what do you remember about his running ability and going against him?
The guy runs hard. I don't know what he weighs or how tall he is, but I know that he hits like a train. So I know he's going to be very successful at Jacksonville. So I can't wait to go against him every day in practice and, you know, get better just from going against him.
18 sacks in your career, Michael. How much pride do you take in being that interior pass rusher?
You got to find your niche or your niche or whatever it's called. And I feel like an interior pass rusher is my thing. I can stop the run. I can be a three-down player. But I think I'm making my living at my ability to rush the passer. So I take a lot of pride in it.
43 on the Wonderlic. Shouldn't you be able to tell us if it's niche or niche?
Everyone says it differently.
All right. Hey, you know, listen, it's one thing to roll in and get some reps, but it's another thing when the guy starting in front of you is hurt and probably going to miss most of the off season. Does that help just knowing you're going to get a ton of extra work?
I'll be given the opportunity that I earned. So they've got a lot of defensive tackles there already who are going to be fighting for that spot. And Marks comes back. Marks, right?
Yes, and Derek Marks, yeah.
Right. When he comes back, I mean, he's their go-to guy. So I'm trying to learn from all the guys ahead of me, you know, keep my mouth shut and just work hard and take advantage of any opportunity that I get.
Did you look around the league for scheme, and how good of a scheme fit was this compared to some others?
Like I said, my agents told me, like, I think a couple teams, and this was the top of their list from day one, of me signing them, they said Jacksonville is going to be one of the best fits for you. So, I mean, I'm excited. My family's excited. My agents are excited because this is the team that I wanted to be on from the very beginning.